Marabi go at the 100. She's five in front, maybe even six. Four from four. A star mare in the making. Marabi trotted in. Savannah Cloud second. Proper Oak third.
She ran very good time, and in the end, the margin was seven lengths. And Ben Allen might have come back with a little bit of wind burn from that performance, part of a double Sportsbet Ballarat yesterday. And he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Ben.
Thank you. That was a very good day.
Was that as exciting to be aboard as it was to watch with Marabi yesterday?
Oh, definitely. I'm off in between her preps. I've been counting down the days since she's back at the races. And, I wasn't expecting her to bomb away that well.
Matty Hill outlined that they seem to be rolling along. I think they were about a second inside standard time on good ground for benchmark 70, so about six lengths quicker than standard average for that grade. Did she appear to be cruising along at a high speed, or was it her dash home? What do you think was the key component to the fast time?
I think it was the way she just sprinted home. I wouldn't have thought we went too quick early. When we got up to the turn, she changed to a near side leg and really started to power away around the corner, and I kind of just went with her a bit. Yeah, the way she let rip, I'd say that probably would have been the key factor of the time there.
Looking at her in the mounting yard, she looked like a really solid girl. How did she pull up after that performance?
Pretty good, to be honest. She always has a pretty good load, but because she tries so hard, she's a horse that leaves it all on the track.
With mares, it's important to try and enhance their CV for breeding, and we're only benchmark 70 level yesterday, but did she give you the feeling of a horse that can add some black type to her CV sometime in the future?
I think so, definitely. Probably yesterday was the first time she's actually given me a really good feel. She's always been winning well, but yesterday it was pretty exciting, especially the way she felt.
Developed a good association with the Mar and Eustace stable, and also a great relationship with Philip Stokes. You were aboard Aqua Girl in the last, and we saw something like the best of her yesterday. What sort of a feel did she give you?
Yeah, she was good. Obviously, she still put the tongue tie on. And probably just, I was able to just stay on the back of Treble the whole way and just track him into it. She really travelled up like the winner. And when she actually got a bit of room, she was quite good late, I thought. I thought Easy Singles quite a nice horse. And I knew it was going to be a hard one to get past, but she was super yesterday.
We saw upgrade to the track yesterday and a bit of wind about. As a rider, how did you feel the track played yesterday?
I thought the track was perfect. They couldn't have had it any better name, to be honest.
During your career, riders have to work hard to build the relationships. I mentioned Mar and Eustace and Philip Stokes, who are big supporters of yours at the moment. What's a typical week for you in terms of how you build the relationships to earn those rides?
Most Tuesdays I'm down at Pakenham doing either gallops and trials for Phil, and then during the week it's just trials wherever. I still go to Cranbourne because I've got to work my dad's horses, and then on a Saturday I'll ride for Kieran and Dave in Caulfield, and then wherever else they want me during the week. They're the main 2 days that I ride work, and then Friday, John goes at Flemington, mainly for O'Brien. So just trying to spread myself around a bit.
Kilmore Cup day today. You're heading there for three rides. Red Snap in race five, Sea Crossing in race six, and Enunciate in race eight. And importantly, showing you are spreading yourself around. Those three rides are for three separate trainers of none of the two teams that we've been talking about. What's your expectation today?
I reckon my best one's probably Red Snap. Just the horse in pretty good form. Probably didn't really handle suit the heavy tracks last start, but get back onto the good track today and draw them well. I think Brett will have it in pretty good order. After scratching, the field kind of drops away a little bit. So, I had him as my best.
That's race five, number four, Red Snap. Now, Racing Victoria's promotion to encourage vaccination. You said you're looking forward to being able to get out and celebrate with your mates. I know you've got a ride today, but were you able to have a little celebration last night?
Yeah, I stayed up in Ballarat with a few of the boys and enjoyed it a little bit. So, it was a good night. It's good to be able to just get back out and socialise with people at the races as well.
On the back of a terrific day at Sportsbet Ballarat yesterday, Ben, congratulations, and certainly exciting what Moorabi was able to produce yesterday. Looking forward to seeing what the team map out for her. No doubt the bar will be raised, and you'll be there to hopefully guide her through her bigger races and add some black type to that pedigree. Great day at the races yesterday, Ben. Glad you're able to enjoy last night. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.